There have been a few things going on around here. As soon as I got back from my travels, we were getting hit up every few days with not the latest scam, but just the ongoing scams that people are getting themselves caught up in. One of the things I wanted to talk about was the BBB phishing emails that people still end up getting, mostly businesses. And one of the things I learned when I was out at a meeting in Phoenix recently was that our IT guys in Arlington, Virginia, have really been on top of this of late. Used to be when this first happened, well over a year ago, it took them about a month to stop these servers, shut down these servers that were issuing this stuff from over the pond, as it were. Now we get a notice that there's a new phishing email deal going on, and all of a sudden, within hours, they've got it shut down.
Oh.
And what the head IT guy was able to explain to us CEOs was that they're not picking on the BBB. They're using the BBB and other well-known businesses out there that are known to our communities across the nation because they are conduits to many, many, many consumers and or businesses. And so what they're doing is they're trying to act like they're us when they send that email out. And they want you to have a comfort level when you get it and then click on a link. And, of course, that's the bad thing to do because it could initiate some malware down into your computer system that's looking for your financial information. So we don't want that to happen. So we want your listeners to be aware that if you get an email from the BBB, don't stop thinking. Look and see if the address that email is coming from is anywhere but here in College Station. If you're going to get an email from the BBB, it's going to be from us here in College Station at our address, 418 Tarot Street. And that's the easiest way to spot it. If you have questions before you click on anything, just give us a call. We'll be glad to clear it up for you. But that's the main indicator. Another thing that he said was, this is really big business, especially to the, let's say, the former Soviet Union. They are sinking millions of dollars into the technology that allows them to do this. It's a big business to them. And so they're looking for that return. So, yes, they want to send out a professional-looking email. They want businesses to think that it is from the BBB. They want you to click on that link. And then they want to grab every dollar you've got if they can. So, remember, don't click on those links. Give us a call first. Another thing that's been going on recently, grandparent scam. A really, really despicable grandparent scam happened while I was up in Arkansas, and it's got a little twist to it.
Is this the one where my son's in Mexico in the jail?
It's very similar to that. Okay. Very similar to those. This one actually, this person called a lady up in our area and said that they had a pistol pointed to their relative's head.
Wow!
And said, basically, stay on the cell phone. We want to know that you're on the cell phone at all times, and go to wherever. I don't know where she ended up wiring this $800, but they wanted $800 to release this person. And my question is, why didn't the person who was the clerk at the wiring place smell a rat? Maybe contact somebody. But she wired the $800 away, and of course no relative was at gunpoint. But this is just how low they've really gotten to go on this, and it's terrible. But these things are ongoing. They don't change very much, but they are very much ongoing in our community. So we want people to understand. Probably the first thing you should do in a situation like that is hang up and see if you can get a hold of your relative yourself to verify their whereabouts, and that will usually do it.
Well, that's a considerable step up from, hey, Grandma, I'm in jail.
Yes.
So I have the,
I just went to spring break. I was in Cabo getting a new tattoo that says Gary Blair's basketball team is great. there's some other things going on, but basically... we just want our listeners to be careful. Don't stop thinking. I had a lady that dropped by a phony check just this last week. She had been looking online for apparently some part-time employment opportunities from where she was working.
Okay.
And, you know, clicked on a deal and told these people she was interested in a work-from-home situation. They asked her to be a mystery shopper. And that was intriguing to her since she worked inside of a store somewhere. So she wanted to be a mystery shopper. And they offered $300 per visit to a store. Mm. And so she signed up for it. Long and short of it, she got a check for $2,950 before she made her first appearance at a store.
Amazing.
Now, I would have seen a red flag there.
I think so, yeah.
But they gave her instructions to take that to her bank and deposit it and then send them X amount of dollars back, you know, by wire transfer.
Of course,
that's a huge red flag.
Sure.
You know, she smartened up. She didn't go through with the whole thing, but she did go to her bank and make sure that check was not real before she decided she ought to step away from that. I do have some information on, you know, we get calls from time to time from people who are shut-ins who really would like to have a work-from-home opportunity. And unfortunately, almost every time that they call us, they have found one that is not real. It's not sincere. I ran across something in our local newspaper, one of the little inserts the other day, and I saw that the BBB logo was attached to it, said they had an A-plus rating. And this was a national ad for the Career Institute of the U.S. And so, you know, I took it to work the next day and decided I want to check it out and see if they were for real. And I was happy to find that they were for real. They're located in Fort Collins, Colorado, and they really did have an A-plus rating. So I've kept that, and so any of you listeners who are interested in work-from-home situations, this is a training facility for that, but maybe you could find some good information out that might lead to something. They actually get people ready for things like medical transcribing at home. Hmm. So I just want to report that.
Sure. Okay, so what's the contact info with the BBB?
You can call us at 979-260-2222. Look us up on the web, www.bbb.org.